Welcome to the regular meeting of the California Regional Water Quality Control Board, Lahontan Region. My name is Don Jardine. I'm from Markleville, and I'm the chairman. I want to thank the members of the public for coming to our meeting. We do a better job when you participate in the issues that come before us. At this time, I would like to introduce other members of the regional board. Peter Pumphrey from Bishop. Keith Dias from Rosemont. Eric Sandell from Truckee. Unfortunately, Jack Clark is not here today, but he will be, I understand, be here tomorrow.
That's what he said.
And Dr. Amy Horn is unable to be here. She's out of the area. The executive officer is Patty Koyumjin. Ms. Koyumjin, would you please introduce staff?
Thank you, Chairman Jardine, and good afternoon, everyone. With us today is Sue Genera, to your left here. She is the board clerk, if you would like to speak before the board. To my right is Kim Niemeyer, our chief counsel. We have Lori Kemper in the audience, our assistant executive officer, and our three division chiefs are here. Doug Smith to my right, Mike Plasiak, and Chuck Curtis in the audience. We also have Lisa Scolari, Scott Ferguson, and Jan Zimmerman, and I don't know if Patrice Copeland is in the audience. And Brianna is in the audience. We're getting in the audience as well. So I think I have captured everyone. I apologize. Anna Catherine from our state board is here as well. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. The regional board will be considering many items during this meeting. Although we must use our time wisely, we encourage your input on any items so that our decision will be based on all available information. If you wish to speak on any agenda item, please fill out an orange card. And we have some white cards. Yes. Please contact Sue.
We're currently out of gold. Please use the white.
Please fill out an orange card indicating which item you wish to address and how many minutes you need. Although we do not administer an oath on most proceedings before this board, we expect all statements made before this board to be truthful, with no attempts to mislead by false statements, deceptive presentation, or failure to include essential information. We ask you obey our ground rules, which are: treat everyone with respect. This includes board members, board staff, anyone who testifies, and your fellow citizens. This means no personal attacks and no violent, contemptuous, or disruptive behavior. In the interest of everyone's time, please communicate your ideas clearly and efficiently. So that we can develop an accurate administrative record, we ask you to speak only after you're recognized. At that time, please come to the lectern and speak to the agenda item. If you do not follow these rules or become repetitious, I may ask you to sit down. Any person aggrieved by any action or inaction of the regional board, including but not limited to the issuance, modification, or rejection of waste discharge requirements, administrative civil liability, or a cease and desist order, may petition the State Water Resources Control Board to review the decision. The State Board must receive the petition within 30 days of the Regional Board's meeting at which the action was taken. Board staff will provide you with copies of the regulations about filing petitions if you request them. They are also available on the State Water Resources Control Board's website. I'll move to the first order of business, the minutes. And these are the minutes of the regular meeting of October 10th and 11th, held at Lake Tahoe, and November 14th, which was a teleconference.
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of both sets of minutes.
Motion?
Second.
Second. Discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Unanimous. I'll move to the adoption of the uncontested calendar. And this is item 234.
I'll make a motion. We approve the uncontested calendar.
There's a motion. Could I have a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Unanimous. I'll move to item 5 on the agenda, Executive Officer's Report.
Good afternoon, Chairman Jardine and board members. I'm Patty Kuyumjun, your executive officer. Good afternoon again. And I want to update on a few items of interest. We do have quite a full agenda for the next 2 days, so I hope to make my report in world record speed here today. A written report of key regional board activities is included in your packet, and I'm happy to answer any questions about some of those in the packet if you would like. But my first update for the board, it involves Lake Tahoe, far away from here, but important to the region. As you know, after 25 long years, the newly revised Lake Tahoe Regional Plan Update and Clean Water Act 208 plan was adopted by TRPA this December. I can attest that we spent a considerable amount of time working on that project with our partners in the Lake Tahoe Basin. We wanted to make sure that it was consistent with the TMDL. And not is it just consistent with the TMDL, it actually has a lot of complementary measures that really further the effort of water quality in the basin as a whole. There's some innovative land use planning parts of that RPU, as well as air quality improvements, a better transportation plan. I think all this seeks to improve the basin overall. And one sometimes appreciates where you get by pushing that rock up the hill to know where you started. When we started with this effort, there was a lot of discontent in the basin, disagreement, and no one, I think, at the time thought what could ever be done. But it was done. So my huge thanks to Doug Smith over here and Robert Larson on this team for all their hard work and effort in getting that done. Next month, the board will review the 208 plan and provide the recommendation to the State Board. The State Board is California's designated agency to approve the 208 plan. Nevada has already approved the 208 plan. Now, once the plan is approved by both states, then the important provisions of the regional plan can go up into effect, which is important because the plan until it's adopted, the 208 plan is adopted, then we can start implementing the provisions. The second update I had for the board involves our time in Lake Arrowhead in the month of March. When I first came here as an executive officer, you all heard me say I'd like to kind of focus our efforts on certain goals and priorities for the region as a whole to kind of direct our work going forward. I want to bring some items to the board in March to update you on our programmatic accomplishments from last year and our priorities and performance measures for the upcoming year. I hope to make this an annual update to the board. I don't know, I guess we could call it the State of the Region Report, or we'll think of some name for it, but we'll give you an idea of all the areas we're working on. Our division manager will be giving you presentations on our 15 core programs. You see at the board probably, I would guess, 15 to 20% of the action items that we deal with, so I hope this will give you a sort of a breadth and depth of the various things that we work on and get your guidance on priorities. We're hoping to seek that from the board members. Another part of this presentation will be some internal organizational improvements. We've been working internally on some things to make our organization more efficient, timely, more responsive to the public, and basically just work smoother. So I will also give you an update on 150 plus, I won't tell you all 150, but we'll pare it down to the handful of that we're implementing that I think you'd like to hear about. Also part of this March board item will be a tailored presentation on our enforcement program. again, talking about our accomplishments, our priorities, and our performance measures going forward, and sort of give you an overarching sense of the enforcement program. We hope to scope at that March meeting, and perhaps another one down south, perhaps a draft policy priorities that the board could perhaps adopt and give guidance to the staff and what the board believes are their priorities and that we should focus on going forward on enforcement. The Office of Enforcement from the State Board will be assisting us with this item that month as well. I've always believed that an annual review of our priorities and performance measures and accomplishments helps improve the organization overall, helps us focus on a goal that we need to meet jointly. So I have to say, I'm very excited about doing this. I think the staff are too, that would be able to bring this to you in the month of March. Lastly, I'd like to postpone the rest of my executive officer report till this evening. It will involve updating the board and the public on our Hinckley efforts, including the cleanup and abatement order I recently signed and the two investigative orders that were also recently signed on manganese and on bottled water. I think it's a good time to have it then. If there's questions, the public can ask questions. So I will have Mike Plasiak and Lord Kemper help me this evening to talk about that. So that's the end of my executive officer's report. If you have any questions, let me know.
Any questions for board members?
Thank you.
At this moment, I'd like to go back to introductions. I see our State Water Board member, Alicia Marcus, is here.
Thanks, sir. I'm a little late.
Okay. Would you like to say a few words?
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here with you again. And I look forward to seeing you at as many of these meetings as I can. I learned a lot from the last one, and it was really nice not only to meet all of you, but to really get a feel for the context in which you're working and the public that you serve. So I'm glad I could make this one as well. We've been busy. I won't give you a full report on everything the State Board has been doing, but just a few highlights. And as you know, the executive director's report gets posted, and it has every policy we're doing and where it is in order and in time. So I invite you to look at that and then ask me for any updates that you want me to bring experts for, which I'm really happy to do on the issues that are of most concern to you. As I went through it, there were a few issues I thought might be useful to update you on. They're more in the way of progress reports on things that you are already probably pretty aware of, but things that I think are of interest, in particular interest in your region. One is, of course, the long-awaited State Board reports on groundwater will be coming out, hopefully within the next month or so. They're under agency review. The staff has finished their draft, and it's now going under interagency review. There'll be one on groundwater contamination in California in general, and one specifically on nitrates, which is one that has a keen level of interest at the state legislature, and the report was called for by the state legislature. I think you'll see some fairly bold, perhaps not bold enough, but fairly bold recommendations, and you certainly are a region which has focused on groundwater and has a lot of expertise, so I want to invite you to take a look at it, and I'm going to look forward to talking with you about it individually and collectively as it comes out. I think hopefully it'll be a step forward from where we've been as a state. Second of all, we have, as you know, been working on a series of general permits for stormwater. I would say they are quite overdue over time, but part of that is that we've done a very extensive public process with multiple workshops, and the ones that are on tap to come out shortly are the MS4 Phase 2, the small city permit, which we're working very hard on. We've had a series of workshops, and we're scheduled for adoption on February 5th, I believe. I'm not sure we'll actually make it on February 5th, but I encourage you to look at that as well, because it's very important for so many of our communities, not just for water quality, but most importantly how we implement to meet those water quality objectives in a way that's doable, that gets us the furthest, fastest, without making it impossible. Similarly, the industrial permits on tap and the issues on the for all of them that we will not be reaching yet, but we are actively working on, will be trash and receiving water limits. Those were ones that we didn't want to hold up the permits to get done, but those are two statewide decisions and policies that we're working very hard on probably later this year. The other large things I would say that we've been working on, just to flag for your attention, are proposals that have to do with the San Francisco Bay Delta. I know it's not necessarily a part of your region, but clearly it has an impact on all of California, particularly Southern California and sort of a bank shot. So just to alert you that we have a draft proposal on the lower San Joaquin, and we're starting to do a lot of workshops and effort on the overall Bay Delta process, which will continue through this year. The only other thing I would flag for you that's of great interest statewide is the implementation of the low threat closure policy for USTs. The board has been spending a lot of time trying to figure out, as we're 3 years away from the end of that program, how to prioritize closing the low-threat underground storage tanks and prioritizing the money we have remaining on the highest threats to public health and to groundwater. So I know that's another arena that you all have experience in and an interest. So those are the hottest things happening at the state board, I think. We're working hard. Hopefully we won't disappoint you, and we'll be able to work with you on those things. I look forward to both informal and informal conversations you want to have about those.
Thank you. Any questions from board members?
Right. Thanks. Look forward to the day.
Well, looks like we're going to item six.